Prepare for it.
Sorry.
Sorry. They're just affirming what I'm saying. And since we do have a flag here, we'll rise to do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to say welcome back to everyone, both of those you who are remote, those of us who are here in person. A little strange to be back like this. Let me remind you that the meeting is being recorded for the governor's orders. And if you do speak, please try to remember to identify yourselves by name and district. Since we're recording it, and some of our attendees are remote as well. I'll skip the introduction since we did it earlier, but is there any public comment at this time? I don't know that we have any or any remotely. Reading or review of correspondence. Kate, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Sure, just one letter that I received in the past month from our workers' compensation trust. Each year, they give us a review of our efforts, and we were happy to report that there was a premium return of $72,878. We received that check a couple weeks ago, and the trust now has returned $379,564 to this agency alone in the past few years. So it's a good partnership for us. They keep us on our toes in terms of watching our data. And it's a couple of years back. It's not live to this year's data points, but it's good news. So we were happy to receive that.
Great. Thank you. Do we have any additional superintendent's perspective or?
Just as you can see in the grant applications, there's a lot of grants that are coming through. Of note, I want to talk about the fact that our young children and families, they have written two grants and received the grants for the city of Rye and for the city of New London. New London's grant was called Strengthening Local Early Childhood Collaboration, and they received $31,000. Their collaborative and Broughton received $35,000. So our team helps build that grant, and we're really excited to bring those fundings in. And at the same time, we're continuing to get our school readiness funds. And those are there's a lot of information in here, but those are year-to-year grants that we manage in places such as Broughton, Ledger, Norwich, and across the region. So those are important. That's an important piece of work for us.
Great. Thank you. Next item is the consent agenda, 6.1 through item 6.1 through item 6.3. And as you know, unless there's a vote to remove something from the consent agenda, it's typically accepted and moved without comment. So having said that, do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented?
Chairman Daniels, you move to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Diane Linderman, I will second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. The next item is the information from the executive director. Kate, you're getting a chance to speak a lot today.
I know. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I think the one thing of merit that I wanted to say was that the Senate had passed the bond bill, and it's going to the governor's office. So the $9,851,000 project for Learn Ocean Avenue is on that list, and it's set to be approved. And this is just a phenomenal day, and hopefully it'll be approved in the next few days by the governor. So really, really excited for that approval to come through. In terms of other, I'm just trying to think of updates. In terms of the SSS Building Committee, we met after the last executive committee in May, and the executive committee was able to, or the building committee was able to see drafts of this project too. And this is the upstairs area, and we're taking the sanctuary areas and we're splitting them into classrooms. We have a maker space. Really what Bridget and the team, their vision is for four themes to be able to be developed for pre-K through age 22. It's one around farming, one around engineering. I think she's got some development to do, but she'll be sharing them as we go through. And so the designers are really looking to incorporate that. The space really is gonna look beautiful, which the children deserve a beautiful place to learn. And I'm really excited about what the architects have put together for us. That's moving forward. Next week, we are having an open house for the neighborhood. We're going to be going to planning and zoning in July. So we like to make sure the neighbors that are close in vicinity are aware that we're going to be starting a building project and they understand, especially because this is going to be a lot of second shift work. So we wanted to make sure they're not surprised by the work. They understand what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, and how long it'll take, hopefully. Those are things that we'll be able to share next week at 4 o'clock at Ocean Avenue. So we're looking forward to that. So that's it for the SSS Building Committee. And the agency update, I think you heard you heard a lot from us, so I think we're in good shape.
Great, thank you, Kate. The next item is old business. And the first item there is the presentation of the proposed slate of officers for 2021-2022. Perfect timing. My glasses are fine. And the proposed slate is for Chair Craig Esposito, myself from Stonington. Vice Chair Aaron Daniels, Norwich, Fiscal Officer Robert Mitchell from Montville, and Secretary Rita Volkman from Groton. So I'd like to have a motion to approve the slate of officers for, to the 2021-2022 Board of Directors positions that were just enumerated.
Tim Hagan, I'll make that motion.
Cindy Mooney, second.
I noticed, Tim, you were quick to.
I wanted to make sure I got Aaron.
Very quick.
Now you can put your name in the hat.
Have been open to the floor.
Is there any discussion about that? All right, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed, abstained, motion carries. Thank you all. The next item is the 2021-22 proposed budget. And like a motion to approve the 2021-2022 LEARN budget as presented.
Craig, I'll make that motion. This is Rita Volkman from Groton.
Thank you, Rita.
I'll second it, Bob Mitchell.
Thank you. Is there any discussion?
Didn't we approve it in the consent agenda?
No. This is the fiscal year.
We approve the current budget.
This is the future.
Okay. The future budget.
Craig,
you're paying attention,
Craig,
obviously.
Yes.
Craig, I'd like to just say I was really appreciative of the improvements that Mike Belden and his staff made. Including the ESSER funds and all the other pages, what is it, 33 to 53? I thought it was an excellent document. Thank you.
Yeah, Craig, this is Tim Hagan from East Lyme. I'd echo what Rita said and compliment Mike and his staff on how responsive he's been to input from the board. Really, really good. And I think the quality of the document is yet again move forward, and it's fantastic. It's an awful lot of work, and I think it's done just very, very well.
Thank you. Any other comments? All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is new business, and we'll begin with the evaluation of the executive director. And I'd like to have a motion to move, go into executive session, and ask Kate to step out while we hold that executive session.
Aaron Daniels, so moved.
Bob Mitchell, second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. You can text me on the
text. Oh, sure.
Okay.
I think I have your.
Yourself?
Yes. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't go too far. I'm sure it won't be terribly long.
I will
leave
the
All right. Well, thank you. Well, we had an initial discussion with the executive committee about Kate's performance and compensation package. And I think speaking for the executive committee, we thought her performance this year was outstanding, especially in light of the pandemic, which we've all suffered through. So I think we know what that involved. Kate, in terms of what Kate was asking for in compensation, I talked to her after our executive committee discussion, and she was requesting a 2.75 to 3% increase, which administrators got 2.75, teachers got about 3.03. The difference between a 2.75 or a 3% increase for Kate is about $1 a week. Her current salary is $200,362.50. A 3% increase would be about $6,011 and would take her to $206,373. And as I said, if you did a 2.75 increase, it would be about $50 total, $1 a week less. She also wanted to have her life insurance go to double her salary, which actually turns out contractually, in her contract, she is supposed to receive the same benefits as the administrators. The administrators currently get double their salary for life insurance. So I think that in effect is a non-issue. It's what's asked for in the contract is she should get that. And of course we wanted to extend her contract a year. So it's again, it's a 3-year contract ending in June 30, 2024. So, do people have any comments or thoughts regarding what I've just said or about Kate's performance generally or anything they'd like to add or have perhaps officially communicated to her as well?
Well, this is Cindy Moody. I think there's no doubt, no one could doubt that she's done an outstanding job. It's probably the most challenging year any administrator has ever had. And when you look at the extensiveness of the roles that she plays and the people she deals with and the challenges that she's met, and then even her own self-evaluation is very impressive, and we certainly wouldn't want to lose her. So I'm fully in favor of giving her what she's requesting.
Before we go any further, are we supposed to be still recording an executive session?
No, we shouldn't be, and I don't think we are. Yes, we are.
Look at her screen, we're recording.
You are recording. This is Lena Rodriguez, and you are recording.
Okay, you should not be.
Yeah, right.
Hold on a second. Thank you. I think, Al.
We catch up.
Well, I didn't think we were going to say anything bad about it. That's why we're turning it off. Anything we say, we probably could say in front of her.
That's a long part. She's probably out there wondering what we're laughing about.
Yes, yeah, it's a microphone. I don't know. Does anybody know how to turn the recording on?
It's part of the program.
I'm afraid I would disconnect or remove people.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to lose Rita.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see. Thanks.
Did you get it off? No, thanks, Mr.
Smith. Yeah, we're waiting for, they're going to have to send the tech person back.
Yeah, I think they do.
I'll just go. No, actually, we're still recording. We shouldn't be recording. So if we get the tech person to turn off the recording. Can you do it?
I can stop it, yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.